Would you introduce yourselves, please?
Okay. My name's Eliza.
And I'm Ruby.
Which one of you is more delusional?
Me.
No. It's a tough choice.
They were friends as kids. 5 years. Debut record. Came out on singles. Full length. Coldplay Mom. Are we done?
Pretty much.
See,
yeah.
That's it. We have nothing to talk about now.
Yeah, well, it's done.
See? But here's what I want to start with. What do you want somebody to, at this point, to ask you?
I think, for me, I would like people to ask more about the other members instead of me, actually.
So, Ruby!
Hello.
But when you have a band that is, you know, like the Go-Go's were the Go-Go's. Right? The Clash was the Clash. It wasn't the Mick and, you know, and Mike show.
I know.
Right? So, you know, you're going to have to kind of, you're going to have to deal with it, man.
I know. It's
you
like,
say you made your own bet on this one.
I know. I threw
but,
my myself
But that box. Said, what you really, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I think what you're saying is that you want people to know it's a band.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Right? Because it's not like you're a solo artist with a bunch of backing artists. You are a band. Let's talk the Gold Coast. Let's talk that it's not Melbourne. It's not Sydney. So the music scene, did you spend a lot of time going to the big cities? Or did you pretty much say, this is where I am. This is where we have to make it to break it?
Well, Ruby's from Brisbane, right?
Yeah.
And I'm from actually a little town called Pottsville, which is probably 2 hours south of Brisbane.
Oh my gosh, so, the real boonies.
Yeah, so wow. You can imagine
wow.
That there's literally...
Way out there.
There's no, like, Gold Coast has venues.
Like, is there a club there?
No. Everything shuts
is
at,
there
like...
Is there McDonald's there?
No.
Wait.
Not in Pottsville.
Oh, there's not... There's, no. So, is there a general store?
There is, yes.
Okay.
There's actually...
Right. I'm just drilling down to see if there's anything that reacts to civilization.
Well, there's actually...
Are there people?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
There's actually the best Thai food restaurant there. It's called Tong's Thai. Big yeah. Shout out, yeah.
Big shout out to Tong's Thai.
Yes.
So if you're 2 hours away from Tong's Thai, order the pad Thai.
Yes.
And you're ready to rock.
Yeah, pad CU, pretty good.
There you go.
Yeah.
These conversations just get really off the rails really fast. But okay, but what I'm getting at is that, you know, people, all your bios, they're from the Gold Coast. Australia's kind of, you know, except for now that we have fires and people are actually paying real attention, but these secondary markets, you know, forming a band there, how do you get out there?
Well,
how much traveling do you do to make it happen?
Yeah, well, especially in Brisbane. Brisbane's actually got a really good tight-knit music community.
Yeah, that's
true.
So it's
actually really easy in Brisbane, at least, yeah. To actually make a name for yourself.
Yeah. I think like also coming from away from Brisbane, like definitely like there was a point where we just called ourselves a Brisbane band, even though we didn't even live there, just so people would include us in that. Yeah, we were like, yeah, we're from Brisbane. And then when we sort of realized there was a scene on the Gold Coast as well, we were like, yeah, no, we're from Gold Coast. And then we decided like, you know what, we're going to put Pottsville Beach on the map. So... Yeah,
wow.
But Ruby is right. There is a really good, like, it's almost like its own genre of music.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the
especially,
Brisbane scene.
Yeah, especially, I don't know, pretty recently, past a year and a bit, people are actually coming out of Melbourne and Sydney and starting to go to Brisbane, even Perth.
Yeah.
There's some huge bands coming out of Brisbane and Perth.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, we've learned stuff already.
So you don't really need to focus on going anywhere.
Formal training, you know, it's rock and roll, but I know you met as kids, at least, you know, initially, but how much... real training was there, you know, musically? Because I know there was uni, you know, uni involved in all of this.
Yes,
but,
so I'm a uni dropout. So I,
for
yeah.
Shame.
but yeah, I think so. Yeah, we literally all are. Yeah.
Actually, no,
rock and roll requirement.
Deferred. Yeah.
Deferred, right.
That was me as
but,
well.
Yeah. But not going back yet. I
no,
would imagine.
No,
you
I
kind
don't
of
think
have
so.
Other, you kind of have other things to do.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
In terms of like lessons, I guess, like I had a, like kind of vocal lessons. I taught myself bass and guitar, but Ruby on the other hand, she's...
Yeah, I studied at the conservatorium. I'm a proper jazz musician.
Wow.
But I choose not to play it.
Cooking Vinyl, the label. Tell me kind of the trajectory from going from being a... You know, we're playing some clubs and did you, you know, how did you acquire the people to get to a label like that? Because that's a pretty nifty label to be on.
Yeah. like, it kind of just happened. I actually don't sort of know how, or I don't remember how.
Did you have a manager?
Yeah, we've had a manager working for a while, and I think that they put us like sort of in front of their faces. We went on tour with the Australian label has a band on there called Luca Brasi.
Sure.
Absolute legends, great band. And they took us on tour. And I think that just after that was when we sort of started working with them. So I think that kind of, because they got to see us play and that sort of thing. So I think ever since then, that kind of got them.
But they're giving they're giving you lots of freedom to do what you want to do. You've already talked about that. So what is the definition of freedom to you? You know, is it that I mean, because there's still the album cycle and there's still touring and there's still this stuff that you have to do, but is it more about that you're going to deliver a record to them and they pretty much go okie dokie?
I think so. I think like it's the thing that we love about it is they are always supportive of our choices, and you know, they'll give us direction because that's, you know, they have their job. Yeah, they have the like knowledge of it and stuff. So, sure. But it's just really cool. Like, we throw our artwork that we did on my iPhone, and they're just like, we love this, like, sort of thing. Like, they're, you know, they're always there to help, but they just really support like our decisions rather than trying to, you know, take creative control over things like that. So
now it's like the world of, well, we'll put out a single, yeah, then we'll do an EP, then maybe we'll pull a single from that, then we'll do an EP, well, maybe we'll do an album, you know. So how do you know, I mean, do they guide you, or do you just kind of say, you know what, we want to build this?
We kind of had the song sitting there for a while, like for the EP we're sort of doing. Right. Well, we're bringing out soon. It's already done. But yeah, so we kind
of
had
be,
this.
That would be a state of living. I'll do it in the full announcer voice. Yes. A state of living in objective reality.
That's it. Yep, perfect. Even I can't say it sometimes.
Yeah, I can't even say it.
But yeah, we had the song sitting there for a while. So we were kind of like, I think that they felt it was best, especially because it was sort of our first thing with them and sort of just getting started. I think we both felt it was just a good idea to do that and then see what happens. But yeah.
Got it. So are you comfy with that? I mean, or do you want to make the big Mondo super duper concept album from moment one?
Well, I think that if we had done an album for this time, like a 2020 release, I don't think it would have been the right time for us. Like, I feel like a debut album's a really, really big deal. And you know, we love a lot of like concept albums. I think like the 1975 are a big influence for us in terms of like, you know, concept albums. So I think that it was just the right sort of time for us. And then since Just Exist sort of started coming over to the States, I think like now's the perfect time to start like writing with those new ideas and new experiences.
Yeah, and I think especially because I'm quite a recent addition, we haven't really had time to properly like creatively collaborate with the four of us now.
To make the sound make as the a quartet. Sound.
Exactly.
Hooks and songs. If there aren't hooks for days, I'm not there. Now, what's the filter for an Eliza and the Delusional song? How do you know?
I think like, just because a lot of the songs we've released were just had started on like an acoustic guitar, and like I think it just hits you somewhere, and you kind of go like, you know, there's been times where I've been sitting there for like hours, just like I feel it's there, but like it's not at where I need it to be. So the thing, I'm like playing the same thing over and over, and then like I'll do like, it was like when I.
But that becomes the riff.
And yeah,
that becomes
that's right.
The hook.
Exactly.
And next thing you know, you're like, you're humming your own song and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of like, you kind of get this like sort of feeling and you're like, okay, that's definitely that. You know what I mean?
So my world and my belief in the world is it's like a Tootsie Roll Pop. It's really sugar-coated on the outside. And then all of us, no matter what we've been through in life, on the inside have a really dark, gooey coating. And any creative person is troubled. Where I'm going with this is, how do you want to talk about being stuck, quote, and how all of these things that you go through all the time really not only get into the lyrics, but I think particularly female artists, it's really super important that they talk about this, not on so much on a personal basis, but on a more global basis. That being creative, being a musician, if you're going to get into these businesses, the highs are really high and the lows are cliff-like. So how do you want to talk about that? This is yours to do.
I think just like, I guess like that's kind of what Just Exist was written about, like kind of that balance of like, you know, the creativeness coming from like really like horrible experiences or feelings. And I think like something that's really important is for people, you know, to actually talk about it with people that like you trust and things like that. I feel like actually saying things kind of makes it real in a way, and then you can sort of come to terms with things a lot more. And I think that's the cool thing about being a songwriter, because it's kind of like you're telling it to everyone.
It's a great thing about being a creative person, is you have an outlet.
That's exactly it's right. Kind of like you're able to help other people, but at the same time you're your own therapist in a way. I agree. You're writing your own song and you're like, ah, okay, it all makes sense now.
Yeah. So at the worst times, and I'm looking you straight, both of you straight in the eye on this, how do you deal?
I think like,
what pulls you through?
Definitely like the band and songwriting. And you know,
listening to other artists too. Right. Like even if I'm sad and I listen to a sad song, I'm like, ah, she gets it.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Well, look, you could be Sinead O'Connor for crying out.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, between Triple J on Earth, which was at the beginning of your career, and today, where suddenly boom, we're here in America. And holy moly, boys and girls, or girls and girls, this is pretty exciting shite, right?
Yeah.
So how does that all feel? I mean, that's got to be pretty amazing.
Oh, it's just like, I don't even know. Like, we kind of had this, like, moment before we sort of left, like, Kurt, our guitarist, and I were just, like, sort of sitting there and, like, kind of crying a little bit. And we were just, like, but in a happy way, we were just, like, we were like, what is going on? You know what I mean? Like, how did it just kind of came out of nowhere? We didn't really know how it was like happening.
It was so fast too.
Exactly. Like Ruby had just joined, and then all
like,
of a sudden,
how do you feel about going to America? I was like, yep. Cool.
Well, and most Australian bands would give any part of their body.
Well, that's right? we basically did that. Yeah.
Hey, like, hey, wait. Okay. Wait. Follow up on that. Come on, I'm not letting that go. Come on.
No, it's like because money was a big thing, and we just kept joking about the boys selling parts of that bit of their bits.
Apparently.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't need them anyway. In this, in a Me Too era, the boys don't get to use their bits anymore anyway.
Well, apparently, you can sell one testicle for $30,000. So
yeah, and that would have sold.
Wait. You actually, you know. You know what's great about me being at cocktail parties? That the next party I'm at, I can say, you know what I learned in my last conversation? That you can sell one of your nuts for $30,000.
Yeah.
By the way, we're talking about this in a Me Too era, which is even funnier.
Yeah.
Kurt's here now, and that is so true. I did try to do that.
And you saved it? That was, by the way, Kurt, the tour manager. You had a great quote that you pay attention to songs that you want your songs to be songs you'd like to hear.
Yeah, that's right.
So explain that to me a little bit. Can you step back from your own music and listen to it and go, F yeah, you know what? We pulled it off because this does sound like the best song by the 1975 or by, get ready, here we go. Oh, wait, I've got to pull out the picture. Hang on. Can I turn off my phone? Or... Or nicest guy, Van, by the way.
Oh, I would love to meet him. And
that can be arranged one of these days. I do these things, by the way.
If you could. I know.
This is what I do for a living, you know.
I think Eliza would actually cry.
But my big point is, back to you. Screw Catfish in the Bottom, sorry. But all kidding aside, because any great band kind of has a stew of stuff. They don't. Yeah. If you're a copycat, you ain't going to be here.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I agree. Yeah.
So how can you step back and listen to your stuff and go, you know what? We did get all that stuff in there.
I think so, for sure. Like, I feel like, especially this EP we've been working on, because we sort of went through, like, a really, like, rough time in our personal lives just before we got into the studio, and as a band as well. It was just, like, a really good release. And, like, listening back to it now, for me personally, I just go, like, this is like, we're really proud of it. You know what I mean? And like, I just think like, yeah, I would put it on. Like, you know what I mean? I just feel like I remember the first time I heard like, you know, like Parachutes, the album by Coldplay, and like how a lot of those songs just really like, you know, hit. And I was like, oh my God, like I want to write songs that can make other people feel like that. And I think it's kind of hard to make your own song make you feel like that, but maybe in a different way because you're kind of like letting that release out.
Especially like when we got all the final mixes back.
Yeah.
Like I just remember like actually listening to me like, oh, yeah.
So who produced?
It was Constantine Kirsting. He's an Australian producer. He actually did, you know, Tones and I, Dance yeah. Monkey. He did that song.
Very cool.
And he's done a lot of work with Mallrat as well, if you know her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been going to South by Southwest since 2004, which makes me kind of old. Is this your first one?
Yes. We've been dreaming of it, actually.
Every Australian band's dream to do South by.
So are you ready for this? And I mean...
Like, I think, because we did a lot of support touring, not last year, but the year before, so... especially being like the middle band, you never actually get a sound check. So we sort of had a bit of like practice in not checking and sort of just dealing with what we have sort of thing. But yeah, like, I don't know, we sort of don't know what to expect, which is cool. And yeah, I think now's like the perfect time for us to step into
Bottle
it.
Bottle Rock and Firefly.
Oh,
and
I didn't even know what to think of
it. It doesn't even feel real.
I know.
Like, we walked in and we're just like, what?
Yeah, we were like,
I'll tell you why it's real. And I'm looking you straight in the eye because the music's good. Karaoke, what did you sing?
Oh, so many. I think like I love.
Hit me. Come on. Let's go.
We love pulling out a little bit of like High School Musical.
Anything from Queen,
yeah,
or what do we do,
Dolly Parton? Land Down Under.
Land Down Under,
it should be the Australian national anthem, really.
Okay, wait, so I need a few bars of that from the two of you. Come on,
maybe. You got it. I don't know, what's the first language? It's smart and gave me a Vegemite sandwich,
yeah,
and he said I come from the land.
Yeah, that's it. It's so good.
Poor Men at Work. What do you talk about what's next? What do you say? Because you're telling me element of surprise. So you're in a really good place right now. But are you ready? There's a famous, you know, kind of dance song. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for what's to come?
I think that we're kind of like, we've especially planning for this trip. Now we just expect not to know what's going to happen. Like we just kind of expect like, oh, we'll probably find out about this like the day before we have to do it. Yeah. So it's definitely not like, I mean, it's nothing you can ever get used to, I think, because there have been so many times where we've been thrown really in the deep end, or like we didn't even know something was happening and it's like, okay, we got to go do this now. Or if something actually goes wrong, I think we work really well together just as people to figure it out as well, like between us we can sort of get a plan.
Yeah, and I think we kind of learned, especially just preparing for this trip, because we haven't experienced any, like we tour in Australia, but that's mostly like flying places.
Yes,
yeah.
I think we're just so like beaming to be here.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, it might change in a couple of weeks. We're here until April, so we don't know, but yeah, I don't think it will. I hope it doesn't, because I think everyone's having a really good time.
We're all really prepared as much as we can be.
Yeah. And I think we feel really, really lucky to be here as well.
Yeah, like we would never let this opportunity slip. And just the fact that we're here, like it still doesn't feel real.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside and then songs by others in between.